T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Thanks to those who joined us today on these airwaves. Mike Florio and Russ Dorsey were our guests. Thanks to the participants in the NBA version of Who's Your Guy today. We're going to do it again for a couple segments as part of our shorty, because why not? Why not extend the brand if it works? I learned a lot about some of these people today.
That they were bad.
Lies. Some people, some guys not NBA players. Well, but hey, that's okay. Thank you to all who helped in Connor O'Donnell and Ray Diaz, Mike Rankin, Brandon Fryer, everybody involved in all that stuff. So tomorrow it's a shorty.
Yes.
It's an hour.
An hour before Cubs Pirates.
Okay. It's good.
But then after, you guys are going on again, right? After the game, you guys are wrapping it around.
Nah, that'll be you guys.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
That'll be these guys. They
it
are,
will be us.
They are Parkins and Spiegel, your afternoon friends. Hello.
Hello.
Did you have an E.J. Liddell? Who's your guy?
Yeah, we did.
We did. I called his championship game.
Oh, nice.
Me and Golf did that on NBC Sports Chicago.
That's He's coming awesome. On today. He's coming on at 2:40 today.
Nice work.
Yeah.
I when I hear his scouting report, I think that is a vintage meat era Krause pick.
Okay. I like that.
For better or for worse, the guy's just a classic Krause guy.
He looks like a prototype of a basketball player. I thought that watching him this year is like, that is an extremely strong man who has worked to develop the jumper and is comfortable. He takes very concerted and direct steps towards the basket when he goes. That's a very efficient athlete. I don't know if he's quick enough or strong enough to make it as the tweener size that he is, but I appreciate the way he plays.
Yeah, one thing I read about him was like, can he stick as a 5 in the NBA?
I'm yeah,
like,
small ball 5.
6'7".
That's Draymond.
Right. A Hall of Famer.
Ask him about Draymond, too. Because
I know he likes him. He loves him and P.J. Tucker, I was reading.
Loves his game. And, and those are good guys for a guy like that to try and pattern a game.
And it's, you know, if they keep the pick, it's the NBA draft is not the NFL draft. Like, there aren't always 30 dudes in a draft who are going to make a team, even as rookies. You know, so like if you got P.J. Tucker with the 18th pick in the draft, that's a good pick.
Can't you get actual P.J. Tucker if you're the Bulls?
You might be able to get actual P.J. Tucker.
I've heard his name.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? You might be able to get actual P.J. Tucker.
There may only be 4 guys in this draft.
Yeah, I think
Keegan
Murray can play.
You don't know until like a couple years later, maybe 3 years later.
Especially
with these
now
guys.
With the development model.
It's just so hard.
I said yesterday to who did we have yesterday? Or were we just talking about that with us? But with Joe. It was with Joe on Tuesday. Like, yeah, Jaden Ivey's going to be better than one of the 3 guys that's going to be picked in front of him.
Mike DeCourcy agrees.
I don't know
with
which
very
one
much.
It's going to be.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Like that, he's awesome. Okay, he's just like, oh, he's a point guard, so he's not necessarily a two-way player. There's a ton of point guards in the league, so we're going to take the guys who, you know, Smith can be a two-way guy, Banchero can obviously be a two-way guy, and Holmgren maybe can be a unicorn. So those 3 guys are going to go in front of him. But like, Jaden Ivey's going to be good.
I just have one real hope for the NBA draft. I don't know if you guys touched on it or not, that Serbian sensation Nikola Jovic joins Serbia sensation Nikola Jokic in Denver. I want them to play together. I want them out there together. I want them side by side.
You want
the
announcers to just be completely uncomfortable every single game.
I absolutely do.
It'd be tough if the Denver announcers didn't know who the MVP was.
Well, I know, but
who is this Jovich?
Yeah, but I just, you know, having the guys that close, that next to each other.
Yeah.
It's kind of hardcore thoughts I bring to transition. You guys want some more?
Yes.
Some more stuff like that?
Sure. What else you got?
Don't let us get in your way.
I heard you guys in morning transition.
Don't use
transition.
Up all the good stuff
been,
now.
Been playing in this hot 10 for a while, have you?
Yeah.
There he is.
He did it again.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about him. He's awesome. Alejandro Kirk. He's a beast.
He's adorable.
He's a phenomenal fat guy catcher.
Look how cute.
Yeah.
His short steps.
He can rake. If Williams Astudillo was a catcher.
And good.
And a little more pop.
And his defense is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I want an Alejandro Kirk body pillow, and I want it now.
He looked so pissed when Engel was stealing on Kevin Gausman last
man.
Night. Kirk was all pissed. He's like, you going to work with me here?
You going to look back?
Yeah.
You're
going to look back. You going with the same leg kick? He's on second now. And now he's on third. Okay, great. Thanks, Kev.
Thanks for helping out by doing your part of looking back.
Did you see that Guillermo Martinez is the Blue Jays hitting coach?
He got so great.
He's like, because you know what happened. For anyone who didn't see, he got tossed exchanging the lineup card. And the video that's going around online is from Blue Jays TV. And so it's Blue Jays broadcaster Dan Shulman. And he's like, I don't think Martinez normally brings out the lineup card. So he went out there with a plan. Like, you know, he was catching hell in that clubhouse and in that coach's room of, hey, man.
Somebody needs to tell Doug Eddings what for.
Well, yeah, but and the manager got tossed and the pitching coach got tossed. What are you up there not getting tossed?
Let me get a piece of that guy.
Give me the lineup card today.
I'll go get tossed.
You want me to get tossed? I want to get tossed.
It's like the people
I got fined.
It's like the people all lined up an airplane in front of the woman.
With their knuckles.
Yeah, let me get her.
Boxing gloves and a wrench.
Get a hold of yourself. That has to be what happened.
Everybody wanted a piece of Doug Eddings. And it wasn't even Doug Eddings who was there at first. So he's just kind of talking to the ump until Doug Eddings comes
shaking
over.
Hands vigorously while he was getting ready.
I'm just
going to
stay right here.
He's just seething.
Until Doug walks over.
He must have been dared. I guarantee you he was dared or fined or something, and he felt pressure to do it.
Because every one of those Blue Jays grimacing, like Bo Bichette is like, Santiago Espinal. Like people's faces moving in ways I didn't know they
even
could move.
Even Benetti and Stone, the talking around like, well,
I guess the White Sox caught a break on that one.
And not even saying that, but just either the long pauses or the clear let the replay speak for itself kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe the strike zone is expanding a bit tonight. I mean, some of this is like, wow.
Well, because Lucas Giolito was like, have you seen his slider? Right when he was telling about Dylan Cease's slider. Not that it was revelatory that he's got a great slider, but Stoney was like, slider's a good pitch for him normally. With this strike zone, it's a great pitch.
Better believe it.
Yeah. Get an extra 6 inches off the plate.
How about the way, is it Lance Barksdale that actually tossed him? The sort of casual ejection. Like, this wasn't the end of a heated argument. Like, that's it. Oh, God, this is like, oh, you have to leave now.
Sir, you can't say that here. This is a win.
You have to leave.
Put your pants back on, sir, and your drive-through order is ready. Absolutely.
So good.
So I heard you guys in morning transition talking about the Bears hires. Because Mully and Haw did it a little bit in their show, and Danny and I, we brought it up yesterday. Some interesting hires. The chief of staff is an interesting one. Didn't know head football coaches had a chief of staff.
That's becoming very prominent in college football, too, where they're finding basically a general manager that's acting as the chief of staff.
And that's where this guy came from.
It makes
sense Michigan.
In college football, though.
A ton of
this
sense.
Was Jim Harbaugh's guy at Michigan, who is now Matt Eberflus's guy with the Bears. But the technology guys, and I heard you say, Bernsie, that is this for the next coach?
Yeah, he's already fired, Matt.
I know. Can we?
Bernsie hasn't coached one game.
I know he's too acronymy. I get it. And he's super duper football-y. But can dude make an opening day?
I know I'm being very passive aggressive about it because I
I'm ridiculous.
Percy, I'm kind of with you.
but we're all kind of pretending we're not seeing what we're seeing here. Clean slate, give him a chance. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but we know what we're seeing.
Well, but here's the deal. What do? When you've got a guy like that who you decide is important so you can have a football man and have a culture builder, you arm him and save him with buffered things around him to de-idiotize him.
Yes.
So this is what they're doing. So all of a sudden, if that guy is handed a director of analytics who is on headset as well.
Oh, he's not going to be on headset.
Okay.
Creepy is going to be saying, don't punt. Don't punt. Don't. What do you mean? Because it's bad.
Or in the Saturday night meeting that they all have talking through stuff, if Creepy is there, Chandrakasar, that's fun to say. So if he's there at the Saturday night meeting or the Tuesday game plan meeting, you're helping to buffer. So you get the blend. The blend is what you need. That's what it's for. It's not for the next guy.
As always, I admire your idealism.
they couldn't find a culture setter who's an offensive guy?
No.
there's no offensive culture guy in the entire league.
Apparently not.
It bums me out, man.
You're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station.
Are you guys with Spiegel that Braxton Jones is the starting left tackle, by the way?
It does seem like that's where they're moving.
That is, like,
he's very
that
insane.
Happens, it is the biggest story of the season.
All of a sudden, he's very
other
tall.
Than Fields, obviously,
he's very agile. He's extremely long arms.
He's very tall.
Very tall.
And a lot of teams, a lot of times, didn't want him.
I know.
And they're like, his junior year was better than his senior year, and he played at Southern Utah, and he's a fifth round pick.
First
and
team.
That means he's going in front of Larry Borum, who played in the SEC. And it means he's going in front of Tevin Jenkins, who was a top 50 pick.
They don't like Tevin Jenkins.
It doesn't feel like they like him at all.
They don't like his body type. They don't like his style of play. It doesn't fit what they want to do.
They don't like that he seemingly turned tough when he wants to.
Yeah,
they don't
like maybe.
I know Tanny loves that. I like Tevin Jenkins. What I saw last year.
It turns out he really screwed up the Christmas lights order from Home Depot.
Yeah, when he decorated the tree.
He really screwed that up in ways we don't know.
He was shocked that we had skyscrapers here.
Dude, if they wanted Tevin to make right tackle, they would have just demoted Larry Borum when they're giving the other guy this time on the left.
I refuse to buy into it. When Biggs wrote it, I was like, damn, I have to now consider it. Like, I was willing to dismiss it with a lot of things, but like, I still am going to wait for these guys to put on pads.
Remember that the bottom...
As you should,
but the bottom half of the draft was supposed to be very deep this year, so this guy was really a third-round quality pick.
You were supposed to be able to find offensive line help in the fifth and sixth.
And I couldn't believe he was on the board when our pick came up.
The first of the offensive linemen they took.
We had a first-round grade on him.
Whether he ends up good or not, he's the guy they like.
It will be a crazy thing if the guy who is defending the only bright spot in the franchise, his blind side, is being protected by a fifth round rookie out of Southern Utah. That is going to be a crazy thing.
What does that tell you about what Ryan Poles thought of what Ryan Pace did?
100%.
That's part of the story.
That's like, absolutely
how much Ryan Pace messed it up will be unbelievably telling if that's what it is. But that'll be one of the craziest Bears draft picks of the last decade.
Hey, Ryan Pace.
That is an insane thing.
Ryan Pace said no thanks to Chuck Leno, who went on to have a pretty damn good year in Washington, and then traded up to take an injured right tackle to play left tackle.
Who now is going to be a backup.
Correct.
Allegedly, which I still can't believe.
That's swan song stuff from Ryan Pace.
That the roster was constructed that when they broke camp, there wasn't a left tackle with any NFL experience on the roster.
Dude, I was breaking down Arlington Hambright and Pig Simmons' college resumes.
You know, go Bears.
It's just Biggs wrote that. I was like, oh, yeah, man. Christ. Like, really? Fifth round rookie? Come on, man. That is scary. Like, Justin Fields might be killed this year.
He was killed last year.
I know.
But don't
the whole
tackles.
You're supposed to have hope.
You can find the franchise tackles have been found on there. What's Bakhtiari? Fourth round pick?
Yeah.
Look, fifth round pick?
It can be done. And Charles
it's
Leno.
Rare, though. Most of the best tackles I know, are
but,
top picks.
I know, but it does happen. You
the exception
though.
To the rule. Mm. I know.
Well,
Charles Leno is going to play for a decade. Was he a seventh round?
Seventh rounder. And you could say, like, I always laughed when people were like, Ryan Pace had a skill of finding fourth and fifth rounders. No, he did not. He got lucky. Right? He got lucky a few times. There's no one has a skill of drafting fifth rounders. It's possible that Ryan Poles has a skill of finding offensive linemen. As a former offensive lineman guy who was behind the selection of Creed Humphrey and was it Trey Smith, the sixth rounder that started for the Chiefs last year as a rookie that they drafted. Like, it's possible. It's possible that this guy's got a talent at finding offensive mm-hmm. linemen and he can develop
and
them.
This tackle, this two-time first team all Big Sky.
Yeah.
See, but this is my favorite part of this is if we go back to what Ryan Pace said, they had as their offensive line coach a guy that not only wasn't working in football when they hired him.
The worst.
Wasn't working.
Former defensive coordinator.
But they, and then on a hot microphone in front of people on the record, Ryan Pace called Juan Castillo the best developer of talent in the NFL.
Oh, man.
Juan, to me, is maybe the best developer of talent in the NFL.
That's amazing.
Isn't he coaching tight ends now? I think he's doing a third position.
Oh, that's right. We looked at that. He was coaching tight ends for Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah, tight end coach of the Commanders.
Yeah. He found another spot. His friends found another way and position to employ him.
He's been an offensive line coach and a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He's got to be the only person ever to have those two jobs in the NFL.
We should keep Juan around.
He can do a lot of things.
Yeah, he really can.
Can he do any of them well? Yeah. Well, not really. He's a nice guy. Oh,
what do you think the coverage was like in the sports market of Philadelphia when they're 12-year offensive line coach from 1998 to 2010 for the 2011 season was announced as their defensive coordinator.
I remember they were losing it. People were losing it.
You think that went over well in Philly? 2011 Philly? Who's that? Is that Chip Kelly? Who's 2011 Philly?
Oh, maybe so.
Oh, God, is that great.
This is like the first year Nick Foles, right?
Oh, God, is that good. Oh, is it my guy Andy? Andy was still there. Andy.
See, Andy.
What were you
Andy,
doing?
Andy
this is when you tried. Oh, you tried to be a GM and it started to go poorly. Mm. Yeah. All right. Bad things were happening.
Yeah. This is my big hope about the whole future is that everything. A lot of bad was on Ryan Poles and Matt Nagy.
Pace.
Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. A lot of bad was on those guys, especially in terms of the offense. Just a functional baseline offense is going to allow
see
Justin
what that tree
Fields.
Looks like. You know, it's a beautiful tree.
Yeah. Oh, just a baseline even if normal true, scheme is going to make Justin Fields look much more competent.
Even if that's true, it may take beyond this year for all of it to still bottom out and have the green shoots start to grow that we are in. I don't think we're calling bottom yet.
It depends. Yeah, I don't know. It depends. Like if Fields takes a huge leap and Getsy's good at his job, then it'll probably, we hopefully have seen the bottom because it's tough to be worse offensively than they were last year.
Mm.
But it's possible. Like there is still room to go down and the talent is terrible and there's no Jason Peters and there's no
healthy.
Allen Robinson and it's
this
year one of the system. They haven't had an injury yet.
And
right.
Everybody gets hurt.
Right.
What are they going to be by the first week of December?
Right. I mean,
we're not going to know anybody who's October. Out there.
Yeah, no, Darnell Mooney is arguably, outside of Fields, the most irreplaceable player on the team because he's legitimately good. No one else on the team has proven that they can catch the ball in the NFL. Not a single one of them.
And there's still,
I don't like Byron Pringle, but he has not proven that he can catch the ball.
And they're still more fun to talk about than the Cubs in Pittsburgh. They really are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who? Who and where? Yeah.
Matt Swarmer.
Dan, before we get out of here, isn't there something that you wanted to discuss with the executive producer of the Parkinson Spiegel show?
Yeah, he's still not even here.
Yeah, does he just like work when he wants?
Yeah, he says what he wants. He works when he wants.
I left him at Mariano's. I don't know what he's doing over there.
He's returning carts, I believe, at the Mariano's.
He does have a skill for finding Mariano's meat values. He and I sort of text these, like, we sext each other pictures of meat because we appreciate
that.
We don't think shame.
So yesterday, I'm listening. And Shane's going off on the fact that Jason Benetti has never mentioned his name on a White Sox broadcast before. And of course, Tanny has this artfully woven together troll sequence of all of the other names.
And one then, after another.
Yes,
after
and
another.
Just and timing everything beautifully. And I picture Shane doing the slow burn. So Shane guessed, he goes, Jason Bernstein and Ben Rosen. He's like, and he goes, Jason Bernstein was going to say with his stupid 1970s haircut. So I'm dying. And Jason was already in the dugout at the game over at Whitney Young. So
to be clear, this is our executive producer taking a shot at Dan Bernstein's teenaged age son,
which is awesome. Yeah. So I'm laughing, and I walk over to the game. I just said, hey, Shane, we're just destroying you on the air right now. I said, whatever. Tell me later. So I tell him he's out here. What did he say? And I said,
Is he pitching in this game, by the way?
He pitched the second game of the doubleheader.
Okay.
He wasn't pitching that game, so he was just sitting around eating seeds.
I was going to say, is that a mound visit you're talking about?
No, I would never.
Shane's destroying you on the air.
Well, actually, his coach would do something
and
like that.
And candlesticks make a nice
Yeah, his coach would do something like that. So he gets his eye from what he say about me. I said, I'm like, oh, you got to go on Instagram and clap back at him because he said he made fun of your 1970s haircut. So I had this whole idea like, hey, why don't you say a 70s haircut is one thing, but a Confederate era beard is another thing or something like that. So he doesn't even look up. Jason does not even look up. And he's sitting there eating McDonald's, and he takes a bite of his McDouble, and his eyes never even come up. He goes, Dad, you're going to have to look around here a long time to find the single that I would give about anything Shane Reardon said about me.
It's like he's my kid.
I'm just like, well,
have we done a blood test?
I'm not
skin tone test.
I'm not
for
gonna,
starters.
Not going to argue with that.
He puts the right amount of stock into what he says.
It's a great clapback.
That's very healthy.
That's a good way to lead a very comfortable life if that is already your level of concern about such things.
Yes, absolutely. You've raised him very well.
Zero Fs are given. No available Fs.
Boys, we're very guesty today. EJ Liddell, he's mocked to the Bulls all over the place from Belleville, Illinois. Two-time Mr. Illinois basketball. We'll be on at 2:40. Jeremy Allen White, a.k.a. Lip from Shameless. You've seen him on like all the advertising all over Chicago because they got the new Chicago show out on Hulu.
Which looks really good,
looks
by the way.
Very, very good. So that's coming out tomorrow. So Lip from Shameless will be on at 3:00. Jack Sawinski is coming on at 4:20.
Slugger.
Yeah, yes, man. Slugger from Taft High School.
And he
School.
Wasn't a slugger before last year.
He went
year.
To Taft?
He went to Taft. We're going to ask how many times he went to Superdog, you know, in high school, whether that was a special occasion
Every
kind of place.
Day.
Right.
What would you do?
It's right
you
there.
Live right there.
Yeah. And exactly. Then ask Vinny Goodwill who the best jazz guy is to give us the full thing on Rudy Gobert. He said Tony Jones from The Athletic. He'll be on at 4:40 today. So that's the show, boys.
Cool.
All right, have a good one. Enjoy the shorty tomorrow before Cubs, so we will see you on Friday. Tanny's Open kicks us off. Park and Spiegel on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.